Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth, here, now, as it is in heaven. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out. As you breathe in, remember God's Spirit abides in you. God delights to be with you. So just relax in his presence. Father, we invite you to speak to us today. Thank you that you are already drawing near to us as we seek to draw near to you. We ask that your word would dwell richly in us today. Just take a moment to invite God to speak to you today. We're going to take the next few minutes to meditate on Hebrews 9, 14 through 22. It says, "How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Father, thank you for the gift of your Son offered to us eternally, purifying our conscience so that we can now serve you today, the living God. Take a moment and allow God's Spirit to show you how today you are purified by Christ's blood. Hebrews continues, says, "Therefore, he, being Jesus, is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. Therefore, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. Father, thank you for calling us into your family and giving us what we did not deserve. God has saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Meditate on the reality that the God who made you has called you into his family forever. Hebrews goes on to say, for where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. Therefore, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you. And in the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. We are unworthy of your forgiveness. And without the shedding of blood, we could never receive your forgiveness. And in your kindness, you offered up your Son on our behalf. Thank you. Providing a sacrifice that we eternally needed. Thank you that today we are covered by Jesus' blood. Thank you for forgiving our sins, past, present, and future. Take a moment and receive God's forgiveness bought for you by Jesus. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we marvel at your willingness to give up your beloved Son on our behalf. And we thank you that by his blood, the eternal covenant is fully fulfilled through him. By his wounds, we are healed. Today, we invite you, we ask you to remind us over and over again that we are yours forever, that we are fully covered by his sacrifice, and nothing can take that away. We ask, God, that you would move in us graciously to demonstrate to others this calling. We ask that today you would give us opportunities to display your incredible sacrifice and your incredible love for us, to others. And we ask that today you would call more people into your family, and you would cover more people by the blood of your Son, eternally forgiving them because of your great mercy. I pray this, Jesus, in your beloved name. Amen.